A teenage girl sits in a leadership workshop, her face blank when asked a simple question. When have you demonstrated leadership? She doesn't look inward for an answer. Instead, her eyes dart frantically around the room, scanning her peers' faces for clues about what she's supposed to say. When she can't decode the right response, she shrugs and mutters, "This is stupid." But her dismissiveness masks something deeper, a profound disconnection from her own thinking. Later, she'll admit, "No one has ever asked me what I think." This moment captures a crisis hiding in plain sight. We live in an age drowning in information, yet starving for genuine thought. From childhood through corporate life, most of us learn not to think independently, but to perform thinking, to figure out what others want to hear and deliver it convincingly. The result? Brilliant ideas die unspoken. Critical warnings go unheeded. Lives that could have been saved aren't, all because we've forgotten how to create the conditions where thinking can actually happen. What if the most radical act available to you right now is also the simplest? Giving someone your complete attention, not as a technique or tactic, but as a genuine belief that their thinking matters. Dan was the office pessimist, dismissed by colleagues until even he doubted himself. Then came a team development day with a different structure, guaranteed uninterrupted time for each person. When Dan's turn arrived, he presented detailed evidence about concerning liver lesions in test rabbits, patterns overlooked in previous meetings that could prove catastrophic in human trials. The facilitator called for 30 seconds of complete silence. In that space, freed from defending his position, Dan's mind shifted from identifying problems to generating solutions. He proposed a modified chemical structure, eliminating the toxic effects while maintaining effectiveness. Timeline? 3 months, not the 8 others had assumed. The team unanimously supported his proposal. That decision prevented potential deaths, saved millions in litigation costs, and allowed a beneficial drug to help thousands. One meeting, structured to allow genuine thinking, accomplished what years of conventional meetings couldn't. How many Dans exist in your organization? People with crucial insights that never surface because we've created environments where thinking can't breathe. Creating conditions for clear thinking requires 10 components working together to remove barriers blocking good thinking. Attention means listening that communicates through every facial muscle. Your thinking matters. This quality visibly increases intelligence. People become more articulate, creative, courageous. Your expression either invites their best thinking or shuts it down. Look bored, they become boring. Look threatened, they censor themselves. Equality treats everyone as thinking peers, regardless of position. Most organizations let hierarchies determine who gets to think. A thinking environment gives everyone time to contribute, unlocking insights from quieter voices who often see what others miss. Ease creates freedom from rush. When hurried, thinking becomes reactive and narrow. Creating ease paradoxically allows faster, better thinking. The mind needs permission to explore before landing on breakthroughs. Appreciation operates on a 5-to-1 ratio, 5 genuine observations of what's working for every critique. Unlike criticism, which narrows thinking toward damage control, appreciation expands thinking toward possibility. Incisive questions identify and remove limiting assumptions. Between you and your best idea lies a belief you don't realize you hold. An incisive question temporarily suspends these assumptions. If you knew you were creative enough, what would you do? That simple shift unlocks thinking blocked for years. The remaining components, encouragement, dismantling competition, feelings, allowing emotional release, information, providing accurate reality, place, creating physical spaces that say you matter, and diversity, valuing different perspectives, complete the conditions for transformative thinking. We think we listen, but watch any conversation closely. Within seconds, someone interrupts, finishes another sentence, checks their phone, or offers advice. Each behavior broadcasts, "My thinking matters more than yours." Interruption is seductive. We interrupt assuming our idea is better, we'll lose our chance to speak, or it saves time. Usually we're wrong. The idea we interrupted to share is often less developed. We create the very competition for airtime that makes us anxious. Interruption doesn't save time. It forces people to restart their thinking. Finishing someone's sentence feels helpful but undermines their thinking. Even when we guess correctly, we rob them of finding their own words, crucial to developing ideas. Usually, we guess wrong anyway, imposing our language onto their thought process. Your face matters more than you realize. You can't see your own expression, so you often think you look interested when you actually look skeptical or bored. The person thinking reads your face constantly. A judgmental expression makes their thinking defensive. Genuine interest opens and deepens it. Even silence has texture. When someone falls quiet while thinking, they're not stuck. They're taking a mental walk. That alive silence is where breakthroughs happen. Rushing to fill it interrupts the very process you're trying to support. A scientist claimed she lacked time for her research. One question changed everything. If you knew you had all the time you need, how would you approach this research? The question didn't debate time management, it suspended the limiting assumption. Her thinking transformed instantly. She identified what truly mattered, eliminated what didn't, and found creative ways to use her time. The assumption had blocked not just her schedule, but her ability to think clearly. Limiting assumptions operate everywhere. Management doesn't want innovation. I'm not creative. I'm bad at conflict. These assumptions function like invisible electric fences, training us to stay within boundaries we never test. The structure follows a pattern. Identify the goal, determine what's blocking progress, uncover the limiting assumption, create a liberating alternative that could be true, then ask, if you knew liberating alternative, what would you do? This simple structure unlocks thinking stuck for decades. Every system, healthcare, education, politics, families, functions as a thinking environment, whether we realize it or not. Most suppress rather than enhance thinking. What if we redesigned them intentionally? In healthcare, patients treated as thinking equals rather than passive recipients experience better outcomes. When doctors create conditions for clear thinking, providing accurate information, listening attentively, asking questions that remove limiting assumptions, patients make better decisions and follow through more effectively. One hospital implementing these principles saw a 30% reduction in repeat visits and dramatically higher satisfaction. Education transformed through this lens looks radically different. Instead of treating students as empty vessels, teachers create conditions where students develop their own thinking. Schools adopting these approaches report improved academic outcomes alongside enhanced engagement and well-being. Politics might benefit most dramatically. Current systems reward those who speak loudest rather than think best. Citizen assemblies, structured as thinking environments, show promising results, ensuring all perspectives are heard and allowing decisions to emerge from collective thinking rather than power dynamics. Families function as our first and most influential thinking environments. Children raised with these principles develop confidence in their own thinking, respect for others' thinking, and ability to think well under pressure, demonstrating remarkable independence and critical thinking from an early age. The problems facing our world, climate change, inequality, conflict, require unprecedented levels of clear, creative, collaborative thinking. Yet our current ways of interacting suppress precisely the thinking we most need through interruption, competition for attention, and rushed judgment. The most radical act available to you is also the simplest, giving someone your complete attention, not as a technique, but as a genuine belief that their thinking matters. When you ask a question that helps someone move beyond a limiting assumption, you're expanding what's possible for them and for all of us. The teenage girl who couldn't answer when she demonstrated leadership, the toxicologist whose warnings were dismissed, the scientist paralyzed by limiting assumptions, they represent countless people whose thinking never fully emerges because we haven't created conditions where it can. Each time you create those conditions, you're demonstrating that another way is possible. In a world that mistakes activity for progress and noise for substance, creating space for genuine thinking is revolutionary. Your attention, freely given and sustained, might be the most transformative gift you can offer. When we create environments where thinking can flourish, our dreams for a better world begin their journey toward reality, one conversation at a time.